It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B, yesterday we got to hear from Dan Quinn. We got to hear from Jaden Daniels. And I think it's easy to kind of mock the regular week of practice thing as like, man, these are professionals and it's week 12. Does practice really make a difference? I think if you look at how everything has gone since Jaden got injured, Jaden basically didn't practice for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Then there was a full week before the Steelers game. Then you had a short week where nobody practiced. I think there is something to just getting back in the flow of things.
You know, it's easy to knock something when you don't have a clue of it.
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of people do. The ultimate thing is practice matters. Okay. I know AI said we talk about practice, but practice does matter. And I don't care if it's football, basketball, hockey, or radio show. Let's say this. You and I work together every day for, let's go, four or five months. And you have something happen with your voice.
Sure.
You're gone for 3-4 days. When you get back, then I have to go somewhere. And then all of a sudden we get back together. It takes a little bit more timing to come back to it. It's a natural thing. But everybody knows everything about something that they don't know a damn thing
right,
about.
Right, right, right.
That's how it goes.
I totally agree with that. I think it's interesting kind of to your point about you and I working together. We are undoubtedly better now than we were our first year, right? Like, not that we didn't know each other, but we just understand the flow of the show or whatever it is. And time and repetition helps in anything. If you've read the Malcolm Gladwell book, Outliers, it's all about time and repetition. If you look at these like series of incredibly influential and successful people, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's not a myth. And I do think, specific to the offense, I almost wonder specific to some of the drops, specific to some of the stuff that looked just off. Mm-hmm. It looked just off. If that's a real issue. And I think maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but perhaps, you know, the placebo effect? Perhaps most importantly, if the players are like, man, we were just off because we didn't get to practice. Now we got a full week of practice. Let's go kick their ass. Mm-hmm. Then it works.
Yeah.
Like, it could be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But I just think, man, when you've been through it for an extended period of time, you understand those little idiosyncrasies of a sport, of coming together and things like that. And a lot of times you just got to get to the mindset, turn off the people that talk about it that don't know, you know. And I think that's where the players have to be. The one thing that they say that makes a lot of sense to me is we have to correct us, not worry about what the other people are doing. Every time you hear people talking about sports, we always talk about what the other person have to do. No. If you're really into it, sports people take care of what they can do. If you get to your highest level, you feel you can beat any damn body. But if you keep worrying about who's hurt on their team, who's hurt, then you don't ever reach your full potential.
Sure.
So that's what you need to do. Every day you're trying to reach your full potential. Because, listen, I went to Southwest Louisiana. A lot of people went to Ohio State, Alabama. But if I was at my highest level, I would whoop their ass. That's what I believe. It ain't the school you go to. It's what you're made of when you get out there, and how deep can you go? The problem, too many athletes, they don't reach their full potential because they care about what everybody thinks. They care if somebody comes to you, oh, man, you're great. Remember when Mike Tyson first came along, when he was with Customato? Mike was walking through people. Then he got Don King and all the LaFluckies that were hanging around Don King. What did everybody tell him? Oh, Mike, you the man.
You the champ.
Man, can't nobody beat you, champ. So what did champ start doing? He stopped working out as much as he did, and he got his ass beat, okay? When Cuss had him doing it, he was always afraid of something, and he never, ever lost. He'll come in the ring, and the dudes he was fighting was scared, and that's the whole thing about it. You need to strive to be better. Like what Jaden says about himself, he's trying to be the best Jaden he can be every day.
Yeah.
If they keep doing that, they're going to be all right.
That's the only path, man, is and I really think these guys understand that just because trying to – like Jaden, how – I think he really handled – every time there's like, oh, how do you compare to Lamar? Or, oh, you know, did you mind that there were other quarterbacks on your official visit? All these questions. He's always been like, no, I'm just going to be me. I'm comfortable in my own skin. And I think it's the right way to handle it. And I think it's by and large how these guys have handled stuff. And I think it's just – I think it's intelligent. I think going into this week, we can talk about Jaden getting the time and all the differences, all the little misses they've had over the last few weeks. Because let's be real, there have been little misses. I think about the Luke McCaffrey deep shot they took late in that Steelers game that was there, and they just missed it. Like, people miss. Those things happen. I think if you get back in the flow of things, it all of that will follow. I think what's far more important, though, frankly, than the week of practice and all the little things that we're going to get caught up in is the offensive line is fully healthy. And nobody's on the injury report. Got to talk to Biadasz at length yesterday. He said he feels good. Brian Robinson said the hamstring feels good. I mean, dude, I'm looking at the injury report from yesterday. You got three DNPs, Lattimore and Belor. Those guys probably aren't playing this week, let's just be honest. Maybe they come back. Zach Ertz got a DNP for rest. That's kind of become his standard situation. Mm-hmm. I would expect that he's back today. And then there's not a single offensive lineman on the report. Brandon Coleman is on there with a thumb, but as a full participant.
Okay.
I think that is tremendously important news for a team that's starting with the Steelers and then in the Eagles. The Steelers, they were getting beat on the inside. The Eagles, they were getting beat kind of everywhere. And mm-hmm. I think injuries were a massive factor. And I think, listen, Micah Parsons is on the field Sunday. He's a legit player and makes
yes,
a big
he is.
Difference. But they've gone up against Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt this year, too, and held those guys sackless. Like, I think they can scheme that up. But the scheming up only works when you've got healthy players. I mean, what do you care more about a full week of practice or the O-line appears to be back and in business?
O-line. I like the fact that the O-line is back, but you know what, though? I like the fact that they're back because I think they're the reason that the offense was looking so good early. And people like to choose the skill position players, but the offensive line gave them time. They gave them holes. They gave them, you know, the ability to do the things they wanted to do. I believe if they're healthy and you got your week of practice back, you got some good stuff about to happen.
Yeah, man. And none of it's guaranteed. There should be a lot of opportunities for this team to prove it this weekend. Dallas's defense comes in woefully bad. And I want somebody to Photoshop. If this weekend goes well, I want somebody to Photoshop Jaden Daniels spraying a fire hose on narratives, on like a narrative fire, and maybe Kingsbury too. I this is just an opportunity for what the Commanders have built to prove to everybody just to calm down. They played two of the best teams in the NFL, two of the best defenses in the NFL in 5 days, and their guys are really beat up. If it goes poorly, then the conversations change. I just think it's far too early to
trolling.
I kind of don't care. Like, this rookie of the year thing keeps popping up, and you can have it. Like, whatever,
ain't going nowhere.
Whatever discussion you want to have with that, fire away.
But see, that's what the most people want to discuss because that's exciting to them. Instead of the things that really matter, get some practice time in, have some chemistry built, and you can win some good. You win some games.
One thing I asked a bunch of players yesterday, because Wednesday you get your most access to talk to the most players, is, and I asked DQ this too, you know, defensively they've been really good about for 50 minutes in both of these last two games. They've been really good for about 50 minutes.
Totally.
How do you think they, To me, I think it's a complimentary football result of not having first downs, not having time of possession, like all those factors. How do you think this defense finishes games? How do they cross that bridge?
Well, they finish games if they're not exhausted. They were on the field a good bit in that game, and then offense got on the field and boom, boom, threw them right back out there. They have to play complimentary football, you know. And ultimately, when you're not capitalizing off of points and opportunities, and you don't do it, it always comes back to haunt you. In that game, I kept saying, man, we don't get some points, it's going to come back to haunt us. And it easily did, because you can get field goal, field goal, field goal. Then somebody scores one touchdown, they're only 2 points out. They get 2 points conversion.
You saw that in the Bears game.
Yeah, that stuff happens. So you have to make sure. And when you, as like early on in this season, our offense was carrying the ball 7, 8 minutes. Defense was rested when they got on the field.
Right.
So you could do a lot more.
I'm with you. I think it'll be interesting to kind of watch it all shake out. But I think a lot of this has to start with increased offensive efficiency. Their third downs over the last 2 weeks have been abhorrent. I think they were 3-12 last week and 5-15 the week before. What is that? 8-28. Mm-hmm. You're not giving yourself a chance. You're not giving your defense a chance. Last week they took a lot more sacks than they have, and I think that was a product of good interior pressure and a lot of hurt guys on the line. There's a lot of ways for them to get right this week, and I think the biggest is just by taking care of what they could control.
That's it.